She may have found success as Malibu Barbie and Dream Wedding Barbie, but America's most famous blonde plastic bombshell isn't doing so well playing trial lawyer Barbie. Yesterday, a federal judge in Los Angeles threw out a lawsuit brought by Barbie's maker, Mattel. The suit was against an artist whose work shows the doll in some less than innocent poses. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
2 years ago, a deputy sheriff arrived at the Utah home of photographer Tom Forsythe and informed him that the world's biggest toy company had filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against him. The suit involved a series of photographs Forsythe calls Food Chain Barbie. He says the pictures are about how society consumes and ingests the ideals expressed in the Barbie doll.
To make that visual, I put Barbie dolls to be succinct in compromising positions with kitchen appliances,
including blenders, mixers, martini glasses, and many other items. Some images are sexual, others more gastronomic.
The Barbie enchilada, which is probably the most famous of the pieces, where I wrap four or five Barbies in tortilla shells, cover them with sauce and cheese, and created Barbie enchiladas.
Needless to say, Mattel did not find this use of its trademark doll amusing and sought to keep Forsythe from displaying the photographs. However, U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Liu yesterday granted a summary judgment in favor of Forsythe, essentially throwing out the case. Attorney Annette Hurst, who represented the artist on a pro bono basis, said the court found that Forsythe's work was a parody of Barbie.
The law is that a parody is inherently unlikely to impinge on the market for the copyrighted original, in this case, the doll.
A Mattel spokeswoman declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a statement, the company maintained that some consumers don't view the photos as parody and are confused into thinking the company sponsored the pictures. UCLA law professor Eugene Volokh says the case comes down to what's known as fair use of copyrighted material. And he says what is fair use depends on the subject of the satire in question.
If somebody uses Barbie as a way of commenting on the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton affair, that is probably not a fair use. That is something that the Mattel can stop. On the other hand, if they're using Barbie to comment on Barbie or to comment on Mattel or to perhaps even to say something about Barbie's role in consumer culture, that is something that is a parody and that is likely, therefore, to be a fair use.
Mattel says in its statement that it intends to appeal yesterday's ruling. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.